Lord, we gather. And you are the healer. You are the one who seeks to bring healing. Each of these women represents a mother and father, living or deceased. I ask you, Lord, through these women to bring healing to their mothers and fathers. For some of these women, they've been called to the vocation of marriage. So they represent a spouse. We ask you, Holy Spirit, to bring those spouses to this moment of healing. Each of these women represents some with children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. We ask you, Lord, fill this church with those loved ones. Lord, we place before you the fears and the doubts of each of these women. The thing that they carry in their heart now, whatever it may be, I ask you, ladies, to put that before the Lord now. And Lord, I ask you to speak to their hearts today. To speak to them about your love for them, the mercy that you have for them. And your forgiveness. Lord, we ask you to heal their minds from the things they think that are not of you. The things that are lies, the things that cause them fear and doubt. I ask you, Lord, to heal their ears from the past wounds, the lies told to them, the manipulation that they experience through their ears. Heal them, O Lord. I ask you, Lord, to bless their eyes. Those eyes that are lacking light to fill them. Those eyes that show fear or worry, depression, exhaustion. Enlighten the eyes of these women. I ask you, Lord, to bless their mouths, that their words may be filled with grace. The Holy Spirit. And Lord, bless their bodies. And ask you, Lord, any oppression, any pain, that you place your healing hand upon them. Oh Lord, you are a good shepherd who never leaves his flock untended. Give them your mercy, O Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Mother of God, please be seated, ladies, okay? So as Jesus wants to speak to your heart and show you his mercy. So, Lord, you want to speak to them and give them grace. You know, this weekend the church celebrates the baptism of the Lord. And you know, baptisms are such great moments of grace. And sometimes we're so worried about the baby and we miss the moment. And, you know, a beautiful thing to think about is that the day you became a Christian is a day that there was the most incredible healing in your heart. The day that you became a child of God. And that day is a day, ladies, that you have to spend the rest of your life trying to live up to. The day you became a child of God is the day that your life was cleansed and healed. And the rest of your life, you're trying to get back to the baptismal grace. It's the simplest understanding. You were baptized. You're a child of God. You heard the Father say, "This is my beloved child, my daughter." But the rest of your life, you pick up this baggage, these wounds, sinfulness. And so the grace of God is this. Spend the rest of your life trying to get back to being that child, as the Lord says. If they would just become like children. And that's so simple. But it's so complicated.